You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 13, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The hidden history behind modern racial gerrymandering battles. Redistricting battles in Louisiana and South Carolina currently dominate national headlines. However, these modern political fights represent the latest chapters in a century-long struggle over how race and geography define political power in the American South. State lawmakers continuously draw and redraw voting maps every 10 years following the census. These particular maps decide who holds power and who remains marginalized in government. In Louisiana, a sudden push to redraw maps sparked fierce debates over race and representation. Advocates strongly argue that the current maps severely dilute the voting power of Black residents. Conversely, in South Carolina, conservative Republicans successfully blocked a major legislative plan. This plan would have eliminated the congressional seat of veteran Black leader Representative James E. Clyburn. Both situations highlight a recurring tension in American politics. This constant tension exists between intentional minority representation and the formal charge of racial gerrymandering. Politicians manipulate these critical district lines for immense political gain. The aggressive practice affects millions of everyday voters across the country. To truly understand these modern political battles, one must examine the profound history of political representation. This history is filled with complex legal battles, shifting political strategies, and ongoing community resistance. The struggle dates back long before the modern era, setting a clear stage for the intense political maneuvering happening today. The true foundation for modern redistricting wars lies in the late 19th century. Following the historic Reconstruction era, Southern legislatures actively used redistricting to neutralize the newly won voting power of Black citizens. Lawmakers sought legislative ways to silence Black voices completely. In 1882, South Carolina enacted a highly restrictive strategy, famously known as the Dibble Plan. This precise plan intentionally packed as many Black voters as possible into a single, isolated district. This unique district quickly became known as the Black Seventh. By carefully packing these voters into one specific area, the state legislature ensured the other six districts remained completely white-dominated. This specific political tactic proved highly effective for those holding state power. By 1897, the last Black congressman of that historical era, George Washington Murray, left public office. South Carolina would absolutely not elect another Black representative for nearly an entire century. This dark era firmly set a legal precedent for massive voter disenfranchisement efforts throughout the American South. Packing and cracking quickly became standard tools for political dominance. Packing deliberately concentrates minority voters into one district to limit their overall influence elsewhere. Cracking purposefully splits a cohesive community across multiple districts so they never form a dominant majority. Both tactics systematically weaken the true political influence of minority groups. The mid-20th century civil rights movement brought significant legislative changes to this long-standing suppression. The Federal Voting Rights Act of 1965 successfully abolished discriminatory literacy tests and unfair poll taxes. However, the ongoing fight for truly fair district maps required much more specific legal tools. In 1982, the United States Congress formally amended Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. These crucial amendments legally clarified that plaintiffs only needed to prove a discriminatory result rather than deliberate discriminatory intent. This specific change was historically crucial. It meant that state lawmakers could no longer hide behind procedural excuses if their legislative maps ultimately harmed minority voters. The United States Supreme Court further defined these strict rules in the landmark 1986 case Thornburg v. Jingles. The highest court firmly established three mandatory preconditions, widely known today as the Jingles factors. First, a minority group must be geographically large and compact enough to form a single majority. Second, the group must remain completely politically cohesive in their voting habits. Third, the white majority must vote as a unified bloc to usually defeat the minority candidate. These specific factors mandated the legal creation of majority-minority districts. This unprecedented federal intervention severely impacted state and national power dynamics. For the first time in multiple generations, Black communities finally possessed a functional opportunity to elect political representatives of their absolute choice. The intense national push for majority-minority districts reached a historical peak in the early 1990s. The Federal Department of Justice heavily pressured Southern states to create as many majority black districts as physically possible. This aggressive federal policy directly led to the creation of highly unconventional and bizarre district shapes. In Louisiana, a federal court strongly forced the state to create a second majority black district following the formal 1990 census. This specific legal action directly led to the historic election of Cleo Fields in 1992. Fields proudly represented the newly formed 4th District in Congress. This particular district quickly became infamous for its highly unusual design. The Louisiana 4th District was a distinct Z-shaped squiggle that formally snaked 600 miles through the entire state. It artificially linked completely disparate urban centers that shared very little in common besides racial demographics. Federal representatives had to travel massive geographical distances to adequately meet constituents across dozens of separate parishes. The Supreme Court eventually pushed back aggressively against these extreme geographical shapes. In the landmark 1995 case Hayes v. Louisiana, the court officially struck down the district as an unconstitutional racial gerrymander. The prominent justices firmly ruled that race could absolutely not be the predominant factor in drawing lines without a highly compelling state interest. Consequently, Louisiana legally reverted to a single majority black district for several decades. The fierce political fight over state voting maps reignited intensely after the recent 2020 census. Civil rights advocates pointed out that Louisiana formally possesses a 33% black population. They strongly argued this distinct demographic reality meant black voters inherently deserve 2 of the state's 6 congressional seats. However, the state legislature initially passed a highly controversial map that maintained only 1 single majority black district. This specific legislative decision sparked immediate and massive legal challenges across the state. In 2022, a federal judge formally ruled that the state map highly likely violated the Voting Rights Act. The complex legal landscape shifted drastically again in 2023 with the Supreme Court decision in Allen v. Milligan. The highest court completely surprised many legal experts by upholding Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act and formally ordering Alabama to create a second majority black district. Directly influenced by this powerful ruling, Louisiana lawmakers finally drew a completely new map in early 2024. This new legislative map formally created a second majority black seat, commonly known as the 6th District. The newly drawn district stretched over 200 miles to specifically connect black communities from Shreveport to Baton Rouge. Civil rights advocates joyfully celebrated this historical moment as a massive, significant victory for fair representation. The major redistricting victory in Louisiana quickly encountered massive resistance. Angry political opponents of the new legislative map hastily filed their own massive lawsuits. They strongly argued that the new 6th District was a highly unconstitutional racial gerrymander. They formally claimed that racial demographics heavily predominated the actual drawing of the specific district lines. The major legal case, Calais v. Landry, eventually reached the highest possible levels of the federal legal system. In a highly significant ruling, the federal courts formally found that the new map was indeed an unconstitutional racial gerrymander. This major legal ruling highlights a massive historical shift in how the federal courts view the Voting Rights Act. Prominent legal experts heavily describe this historical shift as a seismic change that firmly makes it much harder for minority voters to win future cases. The formal legal standard moves rapidly toward proving intentional discrimination rather than simply showcasing discriminatory results. Proving explicit intent remains incredibly difficult because modern state lawmakers rarely leave a clear paper trail of formal racial bias. Instead, they cleverly claim that state maps are specifically drawn for standard partisan advantage. The Supreme Court previously explicitly ruled that partisan gerrymandering operates completely beyond the formal reach of federal courts. This massive legal loophole openly allows lawmakers to cleverly shield racially discriminatory maps behind the accepted guise of ordinary state politics. While Louisiana intensely battled over formally creating a completely new district, South Carolina faced an entirely different political struggle. Representative James E. Clyburn remains the state's very first black congressman. Since the late 1890s, he has proudly held the heavily majority black 6th district since his initial election in 1992. Clyburn serves as a highly veteran leader with absolutely immense political influence within the federal government. However, highly conservative groups formally proposed a very aggressive new plan for the upcoming national election cycles. they strongly wanted to redraw the historic 6th District to formally eliminate the state's absolutely only Democratic-held federal seat. President Donald Trump strongly and publicly backed this highly aggressive political strategy. Despite the incredibly high-profile national support, the controversial plan ultimately failed completely in the state legislature. South Carolina Republican senators very unexpectedly blocked the massive legislative effort. State Senate Majority Leader A. Shane Massey clearly argued that successfully redrawing the map to unseat Clyburn would massively backfire on the party. Completely dismantling the highly concentrated black majority district would essentially require deliberately spreading Democratic voters completely into surrounding neighboring districts. This specific political move could easily spread reliable Republican voters so incredibly thin that rival Democrats might actively compete in 2 or 3 other federal districts. Therefore, the highly strategic retreat by the dominant GOP completely ensured that the historic seat remained entirely intact. The highly complex situation in South Carolina perfectly and clearly illustrates the famous political shield theory. This specific political theory formally refers to the highly strategic use of standard partisan advantage as a completely valid legal defense. By specifically packing massive amounts of black voters into one single isolated district, clever political strategists can easily bleach the various surrounding districts. This highly intentional bleaching process absolutely makes the surrounding neighboring areas completely safer for conservative political candidates. State lawmakers then formally claim the overall map design remains completely political, rather than explicitly racial in nature. It essentially creates a highly controversial and very strange alliance in modern redistricting battles. Under this highly specific political dynamic, minority black Democrats easily gain a completely safe, absolutely guaranteed federal seat. Simultaneously, the majority white Republicans easily secure multiple completely safe surrounding legislative seats. Fierce critics strongly argue this specific alliance ultimately heavily dilutes the overall broader influence of black voters statewide. Highly concentrating their total voting power in one single district leaves them with absolutely zero crossover influence in any other areas. This deliberate maneuver specifically forces individuals to strongly reconsider highly effective political strategies and implications for the broader community. In the highly recent Alexander versus South Carolina federal case, the Supreme Court firmly ruled that plaintiffs must clearly provide an alternative map to officially prove race serves as the true actual motivator if mere partisanship explains the current map. This massive ruling makes the clever political shield virtually stronger than ever before. These intense modern redistricting battles clearly hold extremely severe long-term consequences for the historic Black Belt region. The famous Black Belt operates as a deeply historical and highly geological region stretching across the American South. It originally gained its common name for its highly fertile deep black soil, which formerly became the absolute center of the brutal plantation economy. Today, it proudly remains home to a highly concentrated population of deeply rooted black residents. The massive geographic region heavily features extremely deep racial polarization. Black and white voters here constantly and consistently support entirely different rival political parties. This massive polarization absolutely makes the entire Black Belt a highly intense, high-stakes battleground for true representation. The deeply ongoing federal court cases will completely determine whether these historic communities formally have a powerful voice in Washington. When newly drawn districts artificially snake for hundreds of geographical miles, they systematically crack natural historic communities of interest. This deliberate geographic division absolutely makes it highly difficult for a single elected representative to actively advocate for the highly specific needs of multiple extremely distant cities. The ongoing historic fight for completely fair political representation clearly remains far from completely over. From the infamous Dibble plan of the 19th century to the frantic redistricting rush of today, the specific legal strategies constantly evolve, but the core historical issue definitely remains. The entire community must constantly stay highly vigilant and fully understand the deep history behind these major headlines to effectively navigate the incredibly complex future of modern American politics. Copyright African Elements.